Unit 23, Test 1, Section 1. Number 1. We must go together some other time for a chat.
Number 2. It took a long time before people began to hire or buy them.
Number 3. Will you be able to bring along the new model?
Number 4. One new model has lately been developed for business people.
Number 5. All the best.
Number 6. How much income we expect this year is not yet known.
Number 7. Mr. Green walked to a distant part of the office.
Number 8. Here is the information about this product.
Number 9. What she announced to us at the meeting must be true.
Number 10. Please, could I have a word with her?
Section 2.
Number 11. I'm out of typing paper. Will you lend me some?
I don't have any either, but I'll be glad to get you some when I go to the bookstore. Question. What is the man going to do?
Number 12. I like these chairs. How much are they?
They are $60 each or $100 for the pair. Question. How much does one chair cost?
Number 13. How did you and your father like the football game yesterday?
Oh, they played so poorly that we left at halftime. Question. How did the man and his father feel about the football game?
Number 14. Would you like to see a menu?
No, thank you. I already know what I want to order. Question. What is the probable relationship between the two speakers?
Number 15. Didn't you go to the meeting last night either?
No, I had a slight headache. Question. What do we understand from this conversation? Section 3. Number 16. Mary is a teacher like her mother.
Number 17. Mrs. Jones told me that her neighbors were coming to New York.
Number 18. John planned to buy a used car for $2,000 because a new one would have cost him twice that much.
Number 19. John is an A student, but this term he got a C in French.
Number 20. We had enough chairs for 30 people, but three times that many came.
Test 2, Section 1. Alexander Graham Bell was born in Edinburgh, Scotland, in the 19th century, and later came to the United States. Several members of his family did a great deal to encourage him in the field of science. His studies at last led to his greatest invention, the telephone. Now it has been widely used in the world. China has millions of telephone exchanges and 300,000 to 400,000 kilometers of telephone lines. About 95% of China's cities and towns are now linked by phone, with a total of 7.05 million public telephones and 44,000 long-distance lines. Automatic telephone services are provided in 241 cities, and 60 cities offer tele-exchange services. Telecommunication links have been established with 54 countries and areas. Now it has been widely used in China as well as in the world. Alexander Graham Bell was born in Edinburgh, Scotland, in the 19th century and later came to the United States. Several members of his family did a great deal to encourage him in the field of science. His studies at last led to his greatest invention, the telephone. Now it has been widely used in the world. China has millions of telephone exchanges and 300,000 to 400,000 kilometers of telephone lines. About 95% of China's cities and towns are now linked by phone, with a total of 7.05 million public telephones and 44,000 long-distance lines. Automatic telephone services are provided in 241 cities, and 60 cities offer tele-exchange services. Telecommunication links have been established with 54 countries and areas. Now it has been widely used in China as well as in the world.
Section 2. Since the beginning of time, man has invented many interesting things. Some of these inventions, like numbers and the radios, have certainly changed history. Since 1946, one of the most important inventions has been the computer. It will change all our lives. The first computer was built at Harvard University in 1944. It was as large as a room and quite difficult and slow to operate. But since the invention of the chip, computers have become smaller, easier to use, and faster to operate. Some computers are as small as television sets. Simple computers can be made smaller than a book, and computers are getting smaller all the time. There are several reasons why the computer is useful to us. First, it can store very, very large amounts of information in its memory chips. Second, the computer can operate very quickly. Third, the modern computer can be built into other kinds of machines like radios, cars, and planes. They can do a lot of work for us. Soon, almost everyone, either at home or at work, will use some kind of computer. The lives of us all will be changed by this invention. Since the beginning of time, man has invented many interesting things. Some of these inventions, like numbers and the radios, have certainly changed history. Since 1946, one of the most important inventions has been the computer. It will change all our lives. The first computer was built at Harvard University in 1944. It was as large as a room and quite difficult and slow to operate. But since the invention of the chip, computers have become smaller, easier to use, and faster to operate. Some computers are as small as television sets. Simple computers can be made smaller than a book, and computers are getting smaller all the time. There are several reasons why the computer is useful to us. First, it can store very, very large amounts of information in its memory chips. Second, the computer can operate very quickly. Third, the modern computer can be built into other kinds of machines like radios, cars, and planes. They can do a lot of work for us. Soon, almost everyone, either at home or at work, will use some kind of computer. The lives of us all will be changed by this invention.
Section 3. May 3rd, Sunday. Fine. Today we visited a farm. Early in the morning we met at the school gate and went there together. The farm workers gave us a warm welcome. Then the head of the farm showed us around. How glad we were to see the crops and vegetables growing well. At noon we had a picnic lunch in the sunshine. After a short rest we had great fun singing and dancing, telling jokes or stories. Two of us even played a game of chess. The time passed quickly. Before we knew it, we had to say goodbye to the workers.